Greetings, life bookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to another Life Note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, for Emotional Month, and today's Life Note is Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions, by Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Learn to own your emotional experience, and don't expect anyone else to take responsibility for your emotional state. Wouldn't you like to be around more people that express this? So the place to start is yourself. You are the only one that you can control. Core concept. In this book, Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes take a new and interesting approach to teaching us to work with our emotions. They show us that all emotions are valuable as they can serve as a guide towards creating a more joyful life. When we understand our emotions, make friends with them, and pay attention to where they're leading us, we can learn how to be at peace wherever we are. Taming Your Dragons teaches us how to tap into the power of our emotions and to channel that power towards creating a more fulfilling life for ourselves. Abstract concepts such as feelings and emotions are sometimes hard to define, but lucky for us, McGregor and Barnes define both for us right off the bat in a very helpful way. The terms are used interchangeably throughout the book, but there is a slight difference between the two. Feelings are the physical registration of emotions in the body. Emotion goes a bit deeper. It's defined as a mental state that arises spontaneously instead of through conscious effort, and is usually accompanied by physiological changes. Feelings are like the surface waves on the ocean, while emotions are the movements occurring deeper down that create those surface waves. Leveling the playing field. Emotions as indicators. Quote, "There is nothing inherently wrong with any emotion. All the emotions have purpose. There are no bad emotions. We can say that all your emotions are on an equal plane in a sense, because they are all indicators of where you are." End quote. Why should we pay attention to both our surface waves and our deeper movements? All emotions have purpose. Essentially, they are all on a level playing field. If we take the time to stop and listen to them, they serve as indicators, telling us where we are in that moment. Quote, "If we refuse to look at our emotions, we can get derailed by them. When we don't look at what's going on, the emotion stays in place and the emotional energy pings around inside us like a pinball machine, hitting all the areas of our life." End quote. Sometimes we even take this refusal to the extreme. We get tired of our internal pinball machine, so we just freeze our emotions in place and avoid evoking whatever emotion pulled the trigger in the first place. It takes a lot of energy to keep that wall in place. Have you ever thought about how strong a dam has to be to contain the water that it's holding back? When we dam up our emotions, we are using a large amount of energy that could be directed at other, more productive and joy-producing areas of our life. Our surroundings, think family, culture, religion, etc., dictate to us what emotions are okay to feel and which are not. In American culture, if we deviate too far from these norms of emotion, we run the risk of being labeled way too emotional. Remember that crazy ex-lover? Or being emotionally numb. To avoid this uncomfortable labeling, many of us keep our guard up and try to avoid what we interpret as the unpredictability of our emotions. We ignore them, push them inward, and act as if they've disappeared. But if we allow ourselves to really acknowledge what we're feeling and why we're feeling it, we can identify which direction we're moving and take action to change it if it isn't serving our life vision, or ensure that we remain moving that direction if we're already on track. This means we must truly experience all of our emotions, even those so-called bad ones. Although, as we've seen, no emotions are inherently bad. Ultimately, quote, "Your goal is to allow yourself to feel what you feel and then discern what generated the feeling," end quote. When we can understand what our emotions are telling us, we can begin to make friends with them. This friendship then helps us find peace where we are. Quote, peace of mind is the pathway to sustained happiness. End quote. Setting our emotional thermostat. Now that we've established the importance of being able to recognize what we're feeling when we're feeling it, let's explore how we go about doing that. McGregor and Barnes offer a fantastic illustration for this. Think about the thermostat in our homes. We set it to a specific temperature so that we can remain comfortable. When the temperature inside the house deviates from this point, the furnace or AC kicks on or off to bring it back to the temperature we set initially. It's the same for our lives. We have internal set points for all areas of our lives, points that we naturally gravitate towards. Additionally, we also have one overall set point. It's important that we attend to both the overall and the individual set points. When we are able to identify our set points, we can then see which ones are at a healthy level and which ones need to be reset. So what if we realize that in one particular area of our life, we don't like our set point? Well, much like the thermostat in our homes, we can change the setting. On this point, McGregor and Barnes outlined three steps that will help us open up to changing our set points. First, acceptance. Quote, first you have to accept where you are and not rail against it, end quote. We must accept the reality of our present condition. Oftentimes we don't like what we discover during this process and want to resist it. But in order to change our set point, we must accept the reality of our condition whether we like it or not. Next, compassion. Quote, it's our self-judgment and harshness that blocks our ability to melt our protective case, preventing the new set points we desire, end quote. These realizations can hurt, and many of us are so scared of the pain that we prevent healing in favor of avoiding that pain. These are the times that call for us to have comforting kindness towards ourselves and our learning process. This compassion for ourselves will help us keep that protective case removed and gain new insights. And finally, new thinking. Quote, when you begin accepting where you are with compassion, it allows your feelings and emotions to influence the way you think, end quote. When we arrive at this last step, we can finally begin to look at the thoughts surrounding the issue in our lives causing us the most pain and suffering. We can gain a new perspective and learn to think about them differently. By keeping our thermostat guard down, we'll be open to new emotional set points and our ability to increase our opportunities for peace of mind. Quote, when you can see that your old thinking is in the way, it can lead to awareness, which is an important step towards wisdom, end quote. Tis the season, recognizing the ebb and flow of our emotional system. Quote, our emotional system is similar to nature. It's an all-inclusive system. Each emotion is related to all the other emotions, and every one of them is needed, end quote. We're no strangers to the changing of the seasons. We may not always like it, but we accept it as a natural part of the rhythm of life. We can't always say the same when it comes to our emotions. We sometimes have trouble recognizing and accepting the natural rhythmic flow that is just as real as the seasons. Ideally, we want to be able to flow through our emotions with balance and harmony. When we're able to do this, we can move through change with ease. We can think of our emotions as the linchpin in our systems, the place where we can release. A linchpin is defined as a central cohesive source of support and stability. Quote, the linchpin is the link to the mind, body, and spirit connections. This linchpin is your emotional safety valve, end quote. Some emotions are a long way from where we want to be hanging out, and because of this, we need safety valves in our system. Let's stick with the home improvement theme and think on terms of electrical safety valves. The electrical system in our homes requires a place where the breaker blows when electricity is flowing too quickly. Just like this, when undesirable emotions begin flowing too quickly and intensely, it's important that we have a place where they can be released. All emotions are an expression of where we are in the moment. quote, feeling all your emotions is a way to recognize what's happening in your life, what beliefs are being stirred up, and what you need to be addressing, end quote. Incorporating these emotional outlets is an important strategy to set in place in order to keep us from allowing emotions to build up within ourselves, which can then in turn make us freeze our emotions and wall off a part of our internal selves. Gentle nudge or swift kick? Which do you prefer? Quote, do life changes seem to come out of nowhere and catch you off guard? Major changes don't usually come out of nowhere. Typically, there was gentle guidance along the way that was missed. End quote. Sometimes life changes catch us off guard, and we feel as though things come out of nowhere. But as we'll learn in this section, these huge changes, which McGregor and Barnes refer to as 2x4s, are usually preceded by more subtle warning signs, what they call feathers. These feathers are our guidance. Quote, they start out as gentle awareness, discernments, hints, suggestions from others, etc. If we don't catch these feathers that are trying to guide us to gently change our trajectory, eventually we encounter 2x4 events that continue until we make a change, willingly or not, end quote. What these feathers are really all about is self-awareness. Being aware of these subtle signs as they appear provides maximum control in our lives. The less aware we are of them, the less clearly we are able to see possible solutions, leaving us less in control of our situation. And as we get better at recognizing this feather-like guidance, it allows us to grow and change with less resistance. Quote, remember, life is seasonal and change is inevitable. The more skilled you can become at recognizing these normal changes in life, the quicker you can get back to joy, end quote. Feathers come in all shapes and sizes, and we each have our own unique set, but we can all think of them as warning signs that help us see when something isn't right. Some have a more physical manifestation, such as body pain or exhaustion. These are two big ones that most people have a tendency to ignore, but when we do it, it increases the potential for long-term negative effects across all categories of our life. A lot of the other so-called feathers that we need to learn to tune in and listen to don't have the physical manifestations that pain and exhaustion do. Instead, we register them emotionally or intellectually. Feelings such as judgment of ourselves and others, doubt, vanity, and guilt fall more along these lines. These types of warning signs require us to be more aware and accepting of our emotions and intellectual selves. When we learn how to recognize such feathers, quote, we will flow through our experiences with much more grace and ease, end quote. And, quote, we'll be able to see that life is supposed to be joyful, end quote. Although learning to listen to these subtle guidance signs can often help us avoid 2x4 moments, sometimes we will still experience life changes that catch us by surprise. The strategy of dealing with such situations is simple. Quote, don't panic. Stop and pause. Stay out of action. Slow down and review what just happened. End quote. Hot and heavy, focusing the passion of our emotional lives. Quote, usually we think of passion as limited to sexual feelings or rage. Rarely do we see that it applies to all emotions. Passion is an intensity, a very strong feeling about a person or thing, or an abandoned display of emotion. Passion is similar to the intensity of fire. End quote. In this section, McGregor and Barnes stray a bit from the issues of experiencing and listening to our emotions and talk more about how we can harness and focus our passion. Passion is something that applies to all emotions. It is simply a measure of the intensity of our feelings. Like passion, quote, fire is neutral. It isn't good or bad. The point is how you use it, end quote. When used properly, fire serves us in great ways, but mishandled, it can cause great harm. Quote, we all know what to do with fire and what not to do. When you cooperate with fire, it brings you what you desire, end quote. Such is also the case with our passion. Quote, if you're passionate about something, You know you're completely aligned with it and have no doubt for the good, bad, and the ugly. You're in the zone and you know it. This becomes a powerful union wherever you focus your fire of passion." End quote. We should envision our intention as the way we harness our passion. Think of a hot air balloon. Igniting the fire creates the hot air that fills the balloon and allows it to lift off the ground. Quote, "The fire is our passion that fuels our intention, which creates movement towards our desires." End quote. The passion lifts us up, while our intention or goals guide us. It isn't our passion that leads us astray, it's how we use it, just like with fire. Of course, it's important that we are careful how we focus our passions, but it is equally important that we allow ourselves the opportunity to explore these passions in the first place. Many times, we squelch our passions before they even have a chance to really take flight. Whether we do it out of fear or self-doubt or something else, ultimately, this is a type of self-sabotage that limits how we experience life. It's never too late for us to overcome these roadblocks and begin our journey of discovery. McGregor and Barnes offer a 3-step formula to follow our passions. First, let go. Second, allow. And third, communicate from the heart. These steps bring us to our final section for discussion, where we will explore each of these steps in depth. Learning to fly, letting go, allowing, and communicating. Quote, "The 3 keys to taking yourself lightly are let go, allow, and communicate from the heart. When you can remember these 3 methods, you'll find yourself flowing and flying more often than not." End quote. Quote, "When you don't take yourself so seriously, you can move through change less painfully and more quickly." End quote. Taking ourselves more lightly is about getting out of our emotional ruts peacefully. It also allows us to rise above any undesirable emotion and move more quickly through them. Remember the hot air balloon in the previous section? Recall the 3 steps outlined above: let go, allow, and communicate from the heart. These steps are also the keys to helping us take ourselves more lightly. Let's look at each of them individually. First, let go. We all experience situations that are less than desirable. When we recognize these situations, we must remember that we have a choice. We can always choose something different. We can let go of our current situation and choose a different path. Or we can let go of our current attitude and change the way we look at the situation. Either way, letting go allows us to open ourselves to solutions and possibilities we may have not noticed before. Next, allow. We should allow ourselves to be led. When we are in the midst of a situation, our judgment is sometimes clouded by feelings of defeat or overwhelm. Allowing ourselves to turn to others to help us discover a new path will relax us. We have to remember that our mind's options are limited by our own experience. There is absolutely no shame in turning to others who have a different set of experiences from which to draw conclusions. And finally, communicate from the heart. When we speak from our hearts, we are typically communicating from a place of confidence and knowing. When we do this, we aren't trying to please others or look to them for approval. We are heightening our self-awareness and looking more intuitively at our emotions, at our needs, and at our desires. And that's what the Lifebook Lifestyle is all about. I want to thank you for spending this time with me today as we explored this awesome life note for Emotional Month. I know you enjoyed it, and I will be back with more wisdom each and every month, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life, one life note at a time. That's all for today. This is Jordan Rivers signing off, saying have an extraordinary day, Lifebookers. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook Podcast.